Method of disputes for the following accounts. Delinquent accounts. You must be caught up on your bills and have made at least 3 payments on time before you should dispute these accounts. It is better to wait until the account is paid in full before you dispute it. However, these accounts have been successfully removed in cases where payments are still being made. Here is your dispute. I paid this company on time. Or, I paid this company on time as agreed. Note, if you have a problem making this claim, think of this. According to some credit consultants, you can try looking at this dispute from this angle. Did you pay this company? Are you paying this company? Have you paid this company each month or over a period of time? Do you get the picture? I paid this company, you paid the company on time. Time means each month or each interval as agreed. Although you were late paying, you still paid this company on time. Maybe not on time promptly on the due date. What you are doing is simply playing with words, not lying. It is how the person reading the dispute letter interprets the contents. Good defense attorneys use methods like these and many more to get their clients off the hook. So why not defend yourself to the best of your ability? Action Strategy 4. Many of you may have a problem using the dispute mentioned and probably won't feel comfortable with the disputes following. Therefore, anyone can use the following disputes that are called the I'm wondering why or I'm concerned dispute. These disputes are applicable to any situation and are used as follows. I'm wondering why this company is reporting me as a delinquent customer. Please remove at once. See sample letters in the appendix of the Credit Bible. Here is another dispute. I am very concerned that this company is showing me late. Please delete this entry at once. The only thing you are saying is that you are concerned or wondering why and nothing more. Just to get the wheels of investigation rolling. Remember, you can use these disputes with any accounts you may have. Just be creative and adjust the phrases to your situation. Incorrect payment history. Dispute. Many times the company will report that you are late 30 days or more, but you are late 60 days or more. Well, you are aware that you were late but not 30 days late. It was 60 days, but you are not going to volunteer this information. You could say, never 30 days late. What you are doing is encouraging the credit bureau to investigate your request, hoping that the account is not re-verified. You can adjust this dispute to your current situation. Be creative. This dispute is sufficient for delinquent accounts too. Moving right along. Charged off accounts. When you still owe a company money over a period of time, they usually will write you off their books as a bad debt expense. This account will appear as a charge-off account, or P&L, which means profit and loss. It is very difficult to have these accounts removed from your credit report, but not impossible. First, you must look on your credit report and take notice to the last date this company reported you to the credit bureau. If the lender has reported to the bureau within the last 12 months, your best bet is to directly deal with that company and negotiate some type of settlement. See the sample letter of negotiation in the appendix of the Credit Bible. However, if the company reported you years ago, you might have a good chance of getting the account removed. Warning. If these companies have stopped contacting you because you have moved or evaded them, sometimes they will start back trying to collect the money owed when you dispute the account with the credit bureau. The credit bureau will give this company your present address and other information because they all work together. Be prepared to settle your debt with the company. Here is your dispute. Don't know anything about this charge-off. Or, I paid this company as arranged. Whoever said that you must accept the credit bureau codes or abbreviations as your own. P&L could mean something else in your viewpoint. Next, paid charge-off accounts. Remember, these accounts are difficult to remove when the account is under 2 years old on your credit report. Here is the reason. You have eliminated all of your chances for negotiation because you've paid the account already. However, it won't hurt to try to dispute this bad entry. You are hoping the company will not re-verify the information you are challenging. In this case, dispute only one paid charge-off account at a time. Put at least 2 to 3 months between them. Just remember, we are more concerned about our credit score than just removing bad entries. If this account is over 2 years old, it may not be affecting your credit score as much, okay? Next account type. Collection accounts. Dispute. I never had a collection account. Do you have an account that collects? You can use some of the disputes mentioned earlier. Next method. Bankruptcies. Most bankruptcies are being reported inaccurately. You are entitled to have this entry investigated and removed. If a credit bureau is unable to verify the inaccuracy within a reasonable period of time, the entire bankruptcy must be removed from your credit report. Many have flatly denied ever filing bankruptcy and have been very successful in removing the entry. Dispute. I never filed for bankruptcy. Please remove at once. Don't give up easily. The bankruptcy might come off on several attempts, so it may be a long haul. Continued a dispute. This entry often, placing about 2 to 3 weeks between cycles. A cycle is 3 attempts every 3 to 6 months. This dispute also applies to judgments, liens, Chapter 13 arrangements, wage earner and repossessions. Don't dispute a wage earner, judgment, or any public record if you are currently making payment on that account. If you do, you'll be dealing with 2 sources that can verify the negative information instead of 1. Although you are making payments on the account, the judgment will continue to show that you still owe the company who filed the suit. Don't make a big scene about the way this entry is currently being reported. You may defeat the purpose of the credit repair process by admitting guilt before the information can be verified. Be patient and pay the account off. Once the company is paid in full, it will be up to the court clerk to verify the information you challenge. Important note is, your wage earner plan must be dismissed or discharged before you start disputing. Additionally, if your wage earner was dismissed or you stopped making payments for some reason or another, proceed with caution. Your creditors may come back and attempt to collect their money as mentioned in this section on charge-off accounts. This can cause problems for you and your family. Unless you are willing to pay your old debts, you must be careful in your attempt to have your wage earner removed from your credit report. Again, keep in mind, we are more concerned about our credit score than just removing bad entries. If this account is over 2 years old, it may not be affecting your credit score as much. I will say this often to make sure you understand. Okay, next we have judgments. A judgment is a public record short for PR, and a PR cannot be directly removed by the company who filed a suit against you. It will only come off unless it cannot be verified. In my experience, that is the only way a PR can be removed. If you wait approximately 3 months after you have paid the company, the judgment may come off your credit report on a technicality because the court clerk that day may not verify your challenge. Court clerks hate to go through old records. They are usually overworked and underpaid, also busy processing new records. Dispute a PR using the sample disputes mentioned earlier. Consistency is the key to successfully remove this entry. Next we have inquires. Dispute. I never authorized this company to check my credit rating. Please remove immediately. Action Strategy 5. Be persistent in your disputing, and do not settle for anything but the best possible response from the credit bureau. Sometimes, the credit bureau will send you a letter stating that they checked directly with the source of your dispute. Or you will receive an updated copy of your credit report with no changes. Don't stop there and give up. Repeat the process over and over again. There are several reasons why you must repeat the credit repair process. Many times the credit bureau will not really investigate your request, but will respond as if they did. This is to weed out those explorers who do not know what they are doing and easily persuade them to discontinue disputing. Or if the credit bureau did investigate your request and the company responded, well, your second dispute letter will be investigated again, and the company may not respond thinking they had already responded to the previous credit bureau's investigation. This is how many credit repair companies play the credit game of beating the system into technically removing bad credit marks. Action Strategy 6. When you are disputing entries on your credit profile, never say more in your letter than necessary. The question often asked is, what is not necessary? When I say not necessary, I mean the following. Saying things that do not apply to the situation, admitting guilt, helping the credit bureau with the investigation. Example: I never owed this company $200, I owed them $100. You just helped the credit bureau by admitting that you owe money. Say instead, I never owed this company $200, then it is up to the credit bureau to investigate this claim, and the probability of the entries coming off your credit report is excellent. Remember, getting the wheels of investigation rolling is what the credit repair game is all about. Action Strategy 7. Report credit bureaus to the FTC, and you can use small claims court to resolve credit disputes. If you have followed these instructions but can't seem to get a creditor to supply correct information to the credit bureau, take them to small claims court. In most states, you can file a suit claiming damages from the inaccurate information listed in your credit report. You can file a small claim suit for a small fee and without an attorney. 9 times out of 10, you may never have to go to court, since it would be less expensive for the creditor to straighten out the error, whether it's an error or not, than to pay an attorney to represent them. When filing suit, name the creditor and the credit bureau. Action Strategy 8. After disputing accounts at least 3 times, it is time to place an explanation on your credit report giving your side of the story. Use the sample consumer statement letter in the appendix in the Credit Bible as your guide when preparing your explanation. We have covered all of the steps most credit repair companies take when attempting to have negative accounts removed from their clients' credit profiles. These companies are charging $250 to $1,500 to apply the exact same steps contained in this audio tape and the Credit Bible. My goal is to show you exactly what they are doing, and to persuade you to either try these techniques yourself if you desire, or just to educate you on credit repair concepts. Finally, next, we will talk about strategies that will show you how to smoothly implement the credit repair process. Here is the bottom line. Forced verification. When all else fails, you can force the creditor to verify your account information. You have the law on your side. 1. Contact the creditor directly. 2. Tell them that they are incorrectly reporting bad credit information to the bureaus concerning you and that you want it removed. Say that the account does not belong to you and that you want them to mail written proof and documentation that this is your account. Also demand that this proof includes a contract that was signed by you. Only allow them 7 days for this information. Be firm about this time, but do not be angry or rude. Make them understand the importance of this matter. Most creditors and collection agencies stores their information in computers and microfilm. The original, signed contracts are usually thrown away, lost or filed in a warehouse somewhere. This makes this almost impossible for them to prove the account is yours. If they are not able to provide this information, they must remove the entry from your credit report or face stiff penalties. The law is on your side. Remember to give them only 7 days, and if you have not received that information, contact them again. You can start threaten, but do not be intimidated by them or timid. Usually the threat is enough to convince them, and many times, they will remove the information from your credit file and confirm this information by mail. Also, you can take your creditor to small claims court regarding this matter, and guess what? Most creditors will not show up and you will win your case by default. If you need assistance with this, contact an attorney. Other action strategies. These strategies will help make the credit repair process work a lot smoother if followed correctly. 1. Send all correspondences to the credit bureau via certified mail. Take your letters to your local post office for instructions. 2. Keep a file of all copies of correspondence sent and received from the credit bureau and creditors. 3. When you receive your updated credit report from the credit bureau, compare the results with the initial report. Repeat the credit repair process if necessary. 4. Never use foul language or make threats to the credit bureau or creditors. 5. When phoning the credit bureau, never discuss your personal situation with them on the phone. Ask questions concerning your credit report that you do not understand and say nothing more. Oral communication is no good. Written communication is the only way you can get results. 6. It may be better to handwrite your dispute letter instead of typing. The reason for this is that most credit repair companies are sending professionally typed letters to the credit bureau disputing everything. Credit bureaus dislike credit repair companies because they cause them to perform tasks without compensation. The credit bureau will not make any money investigating your dispute. They are required by law to perform such duties. That is why these techniques are not widely publicized. Nevertheless, some credit bureaus' clerks have been refusing to investigate disputes that are professionally typed. You can avoid this by handwriting your letter. Remember, if you have a legitimate dispute, don't let the credit bureau frighten you by exercising your legal rights. Regardless to typed or handwritten, most of us will use our own computer to type our letters anyway. 7. You can add your side of the story if some negative entries remain in your credit report. You have the right to add up to 100 words presenting your side of the story. A sample letter is listed in the appendix. 8. Do not apply for credit while disputing accounts in your credit report. You don't want to arouse suspicion by applying for credit when you know that accounts are in the process of being investigated. 9. If you used a credit repair company to restore your credit and they were unsuccessful, it is a good idea to wait 2 to 4 months before you start the credit repair process. Give the credit bureau time to shred all of the dispute letters the credit repair company submitted. I am making this suggestion in the interest of consistency. The credit repair company has its style for repairing credit, and you'll have your own. It is important to be consistent in your disputing. 10. If you feel a credit bureau has violated your rights, file a formal written complaint to the Federal Trade Commission. The Fair Credit Reporting Act is enforced by this agency. Write or call their national headquarters. Federal Trade Commission, 6th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20580. Important notice. Credit repair is designed for individuals who had past problems but are currently on their feet financially. If you are currently experiencing problems paying your bills, the credit repair process will not work. You must be totally caught up on all your bills and have made at least 3 payments on time before you can start repairing your credit report. Use the sample letters on negotiation in the Credit Bible to assist you in settling your debts with your creditors.